tough going for the lads in there. I mean, once again, they put in a savage shift, but each week there's someone that is costing us, and unfortunately today they're sending off. Cost us last week the same. Although we battled back into it and got back to 1-1 with 10 men, and I can't fault the 10 of them out there. You know, they broke the backside, if that's the right term to use as regards it. But we lack a little bit of quality in the attacking area at times compared to what the likes of Barry McNamee have for Derry and the likes of him and the several of them around, spattered around the league. But that costs money, and, you know, unfortunately, we don't have the if they like, the budget to go and attract that type of player to us. However, as regards endeavour and honesty and work rate, I can't fault them. But it's a home game against Derry that we felt we could get something out of, and we probably should have. But, you know, a poor decision from Cullum DC in the first half basically has cost us whatever. There's no guarantee we'd have won the game or drawn the game, but it made it that harder. You know, I mean, last week the same, another chance I had with 11 men, it's hugely difficult. Obviously, home in a way now, when you compare last week as well, to try and get something with 10.
And when that sending off happened, Ollie, it happened at a stage of the game where it was even enough up until that stage.
Yeah, there was very little in it. They had a great chance from a corner kick, to be fair to them. Keelan McAleer had a great chance at the town end here, where he returned Conor McDermott and got in the byline and he put it to the far side of Nathan Garrett's side goal. Very, very little in it, but, you know, when we went down to 10, they got more possession, and especially the start of the second half when Eddie Delap scored, it was from, you know, that we had to drop deep. But to be fair to them, they got back into the game that probably another 10 players wouldn't have. But it's a kick in the teeth then to concede. It was a great goal, to be fair, from to the Parkhouse, which effectively won it, to put it that way to you. I know there was two goals after that. I'm not sure the relevancy of their third or our second, to put it that way to you.
Can I ask you about the other big moment in the first half, the disallowed goal for Harps? Harps supporters will claim there wasn't an awful lot wrong with it.
I've watched it at half-time. I've spoken to the referee, Neil Doyle. I'm adamant. I'm not complaining as regards why we lost the game. But he went and he booked the wrong player for the so-called misdemeanour, so without doubt he didn't see it. I don't know who saw it. To me, Sam Todd was walking away, and Nathan Gartside hit it off him. He didn't. To be fair to Neil, he's a great referee in that. I'm adamant on the basis that he booked the wrong player, that he didn't see it. Why would he book the wrong player, whatever? But I'd say he took the safe option. But to be fair, you know, he gave a penalty at the end of the game. Did that even it up? I don't know. But no, we're not blaming a referee for... Everybody has bad games. Cullum DC had a bad decision there tonight, which cost us. Mark Coyne had a bad decision last Friday. The unfortunate part for us, it's somebody different each week, or something different each week, that's costing us.
Yeah, and your squad is small enough as it is, Ollie. You can't really do without these players. Mark Coyle out for 3 games. Cullum DC's facing a lengthy suspension too.
Yeah, well, I mean, Cullum, we'll see. You know, I think the fact that the crowd were over there might have escalated. You know, the everybody was around the referee for every decision, including the bench, or benches, I should say. I need to see. It was the fair side of the pitch for me. I need to see how intent it was. I felt the ball was there to be won. I think it was Kieran Call that he tackled, was it? Certainly there was no need for it in that. I you know, it was on the halfway line, it wasn't the last man tackle. But it's just something different each week that's costing you, and that's the downside of it. You try to rectify mistakes that we made of set pieces, maybe against Cork here, and we did. And then we fall down on other areas, and then lack of maybe decision making, you know, with our discipline. But what do? Do you ask them to be timid and not tackle? You know, that's the other side of the German. But it's tough going. But thank God, it's great to be in it. Absolutely great.
And the way you went on at the end, Ollie, I watched you. You went on and you shook hands with so many of your players. You're obviously happy with their efforts and happy.
German, look, you can't fault their effort. They're a great bunch of lads. But it's just we need something to turn for us. A decision. You know, like that penalty decision there, if it was at 1-1, I don't know if we'd even get in at 1-1 with that idea, but we need something like that to fall for us, that little bit of luck to get us a couple of points on the board, and then can we kick on? You know, like Monday night, I spot Eric there as well. You know, it fell for us on Monday night, yet it was only a League Cup game. Tonight, when it was more important to pick up league points, it didn't fall for you. But Derry are a damn good side, and they're better again at home. You know, that's them winning away from home, not playing all that well. They're a formidable side from the bit I've seen in the Brandywell. And, you know, when we go in there, please God, we'll all be here and well and players back from injury. That'll be a much more difficult ask.